Hi, Stephen. I was just really wanting to say, it's a nonsense, a lot of this here. People already living together. Where I live, there were Protestants living together, were Catholics. And where I've lived now, it's a majority of what you call Protestants and Catholics living together. I personally am an atheist. There's a new breed of people coming up who no longer believe in this. So I disagree that it's a divided society still. I think there's a myth among people. I still think there is an extent to it, but I don't think it is what people think it is. Secret deals are no longer needed or wanted. There are people there who need to keep the status quo to keep their... I suppose the ones who can kind of create a new division within our society quiet. But other than that, the majority of people are working together.
So this,
right at the minute. Sorry, go ahead.
So this new generation that you're talking about, Jared, how many of that new generation who need housing would be prepared to put themselves on a list for Girdwood? Why is the overwhelming demand, as some people are suggesting, in the nationalist community?
Because the people like where they live. People don't want to move out. But point of view, my father, he lives down the Falls Road. He wouldn't want to move up the Lanadoon, and that's in West Belfast still. He likes where he is. People like where they are. They're raised in those areas, regardless of whether there's social deprivation or not. They prefer to where they are. It's nothing to do with Catholics and Protestants. It's a nonsense. There's a lot of people I know now that no longer follow any faith or care about British or Irish.
So this new generation you're talking about, would they live side by side?
People, I do, Stephen. I don't follow it. I'm Irish. I see myself as Irish, but I don't hate people because they're not. It's just my culture. I like it. I enjoy it. I embrace it. I embrace other things. I like the fact that we have now a society where there are people coming in from all over the world. It's a nonsense that it's just myths. And the longer these people up in Stormont play those myths, they're making a rod for their own back. Their day is done, and the sooner the better they wake up and start seeing what's going on. Every once in a while, follow it, Stephen, even look at it yourself. Go into these neighbourhoods, go into these areas yourself, and you'll see there's depletion of houses all over the place. A lot of loyalist areas and nationalist areas have been left to pray for years.
So you've been listening to this programme last night.
Yes.
You've been listening to this programme today. Did you see the programme last night?
I missed that one though.
Okay, it's on the iPlayer if you want to watch
it. I'll be looking at that.
So what do you think has gone on at Girdwood?
Well, you'd have to say that, you know, as I said, I think it is a way for people, it's a way for those in power to keep everybody quiet. It's for those in power to keep those who would start it all up again quiet. It's to keep the ones who would maybe lift the gun and start it again, to keep them going, oh no, look, we're going the right way. You know, the fact of it is, Great Britain, United Ireland thing, we're moving toward a united Europe. It doesn't matter what flag you fly, we'll be all under the same thing. It's moving toward that at the minute. There's a bigger picture going on, and it's people are stuck in an idea that some people are stuck, especially the politicians are stuck in an idea that they have to keep the status quo. There's no bravery among any of them. They won't take a chance and just say people are living together. Take a look around these areas, Stephen. You'll see most people live in. I live in a mixed area in Lisburn, and people don't care. Nobody cares. Just
but look at look at the peace lines that we have, the peace walls that we still have in Northern Ireland. Look at the enormity of the task of taking those down.
It's only an enormous task because we're not asking the right people. Yeah, down where there isn't the Peace Lane, but it's in West Belfast, there's Horn Drive and there's the Blacks Road. One's a nationalist area and one's a small loyalist Protestant enclave. See, they're working really well together. Last year, I was in a summer scheme when we went over there, they went over here.
Let me also be fair, Jared, to the politicians. You know, the public, you and everyone listening to this programme, you haven't been given the detail, the breakdown of this deal that's been done. Now, to be fair to the politicians, is it reasonable, it's a question I'm asking, to suggest that their fear of giving the detail would be that they would lose votes? And so what type of undue pressure are people, are the electorate putting on the politicians? Why aren't the politicians comfortable? If they are uncomfortable, it's saying, well, do you know what? Yeah, there was more need in this section of the community, therefore they got more housing.
Because I guess I can understand what you mean. I'm not knocking them in the fact that they are trying. I like the fact that they're sitting up there and they're at least communicating and getting on with each other. I have no problem with that. But the fact of it is that they are afraid to make choices because they do not want to upset the members of the community who would bring us back to where we were. And the fact of it is, see, if you ask the majority of people, they don't care. They want jobs, they want housing, and they don't care. They want to live in their area. They maybe not want to live outside their area, as my daughter chipping in there. They don't want to live in a different area. It's not because they're Catholic or Protestant. It's just due to the fact of what they're used to. As I've just pointed out about my father, he doesn't want to live up the road. He doesn't want to live 10 minutes up the road because he likes where he is.